Okay, we're up to the third Ani Mamet. Now, if you remember, the second Ani Mamet said that God's oneness is not like any one that exists in the physical world. Now, if that is true, then God can't be physical. Okay? So then the question is, if God can't be physical, why does it mention the third Ani Mamet that God is not physical? That is the question.
We understand.
Okay, let me elaborate on that anyway. Okay, the second Ani Mamet is that God's oneness is not physical. God's oneness is not physical, then he himself can't be physical.